Indonesian Congregation of WPC Bull Creek, Pastor Paulus, my colleague, other pastor for Indonesian Church, and all Indonesian congregation send their greetings to all of you. Thank you for giving me the privilege to share God's word with you this morning. As requested, allow me to share God's word among us during COVID, recent COVID crisis. Since WA entered the phase 4 recovery plan, the Indonesian church has gathered physically on site again. But we continue to live stream our worship service and also prayer and Bible study every Wednesday, every 2 weeks via YouTube. Why? Because some of the congregation members, I don't know whether that happened here as well, still feel uncomfortable and feel safe yet to be gathered, to come in the big gathering. We talk about the congregation, mostly the elderly one, who not coming yet to gather. Besides that, according to our YouTube analytic data, 40% of our viewers is from Indonesia. So that means they still need us outside there. So we decide to keep continue our live stream, plus another 5 to 10% from other states in Australia or other countries, even from Singapore, from America. Of course, I think they are Indonesian people because our worship is all in Indonesia, in Indonesian. Without COVID, we would have never thought that we will live stream. Because of COVID, God led us into a new chapter of our ministry, not only to serve Indonesian people in Perth, but reaching out to Indonesia, to other states, even other countries. Furthermore, on recently, the 17th of August, we launched our social media ministry. Now we have our article, our sermon, and all the things through Instagram and also Facebook, besides the YouTube, what we have done. Before COVID, the average number of our worship service is about 200 to 220 people. During COVID, we don't have the physical gathering, and we see the people who joined our live stream was more than 400 login. So if times two, that means we reach out 800 people to 1,000 people. That's really surprising for us. Then as of recent, since being able to hold our service on site again, the number of physical attendees is already back to about 200, so we still lose 10 to 15% of the congregation. But besides that, we still have more than 200 viewers online. So they follow via YouTube as additional on top of that. We praise the Lord for that opportunity. Before we go into today's sermon, let us pray. Dear Lord, our faithful God, who is always with us, your people, we have praised and worshiped you. Now we ask you to help me as your servant in explaining and presenting your message. We ask, Holy Spirit God, to lead and enlighten us, so we may know you and live according to your will more and more. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Brother and sister, this morning, we will learn from the story of Joseph in Genesis 39. Might be this story so familiar with you, but please humble ourselves and we try to get what the Lord want to say to us this morning. The title of my sermon is God in All Seasons. In the first few weeks, I think this is also some, I think, experience of some of you. In the first few weeks at childcare, my grandson became so scared to be separated from his mom. Even the favorite toys or food could not sway him away from his focus to the mom. In the first few weeks at university dormitory, some of international students as well cried quietly, especially during the cold night in the foreign surrounding, foreign culture, foreign nation, foreign language. They are homesick. But not all. Some of them are so happy and shout, "At last, freedom." Joseph was about 17 to 18 years. He was Jacob's favorite son. Jacob, his father, was a rich breeder. But in the story, verse 1, you can see, he became a slave in Egypt, a country with their language, with their culture, with their value system, and belief, which was foreign to him. Nevertheless, Joseph was found favor from his master, Potiphar, Pharaoh's chief of the guard. So from the law, now he got the favor. But then later, Potiphar put him into the prison. What a roller coaster life. If you continue, it's down again to the prison. Then we're going up again if we continue to the next chapter. In Genesis 39, if you notice when we read through the Genesis 39, the Lord was with Joseph is repeated 4 times. The first 2 at the first part, the second 2 at the end part. The Lord was with Joseph repeated 4 times. So that we can conclude that the main message of this Genesis 39 is the Lord is always with Joseph. The Lord is always the message for us. The Lord is always with us in all our circumstances, in all Joseph's circumstances, in good time, in the bad time. The question is, in what kind of circumstances? Let us learn from our Bible, see verse 1 to 4 and verse 19 to 21. The first one, the Lord with Joseph in injustice. The Lord with us in a bad time when we experience injustice. Joseph was treated unjustly by his brother. He was sold to Ishmaelites. Then he was brought to Egypt and sold as a slave. He could not do anything at all about that. Joseph was treated unjustly by Potiphar. Why? Because the slander of Potiphar's wife, his choice to be faithful, including faithful to Potiphar, and to be righteous, has led him to be imprisoned. Because he was both a slave, the low economy one, the helpless one, and he also a Hebrew, a foreigner there, minority not being counted. What if something similar happened to us now? Will we be crushed in grief, in self-pity? Will we dissolve in hatred and resentment towards those who have contributed to it? Can we still believe in God? Can we still trust God? Let us see verse 2 and 3. In the first 2 and 3, that is, we learn the Lord was with Joseph, so he could remain trusting God and doing his job well. The Lord is written in the Bible with all capital letters, translated from its Hebrew word YHWH or Yahweh, the name of Israel's God, who we also worship, the God who we worship in Jesus Christ. I believe that part of it, it is also the fruit of what Joseph's parents doing. The parents' effort in introducing the Lord Yahweh when Joseph was still with them. This has become a reminder for all the parents here to introduce the Lord Yahweh, your Lord, while the children are still with you, while the children still under your authority. There was no way for Potiphar to be able to know that the Lord was with Joseph if Joseph never told him. Joseph would never have told him that about that if he himself was disappointed and did not trust, did not believe anymore in God. Joseph did not only tell others about his God, but he also showed his faith by what he is doing. He did his job well. Let us see verse 2 to 4. The Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. The Lord made him successful in everything he did, so he was loved and trusted by his master. The Lord is the loving. He never do harm to us. The Lord is yet powerful God. He can do all things. So all injustice cannot hinder his plan, his good intent. The Lord may let such injustice happen, but he will also give his grace enough for his people to bear and endure it. I don't know, might be some of you ever heard about A.C. Morton Taylor. Any of you have heard about that name? A.C. Taylor Morton has a mother who was mute, deaf, and very poor. And A.C., she was born as a result of her mother being raped by an unknown man. When she was still very young, her mother had a stroke. Can't do anything. So he had to work hard for a living, working in a cotton plantation. As she really hated her situation, she was disappointed and thought God was unfair. Many times she asked, why did I have to be born like this? Especially when people call her the illegitimate child and didn't want to hang out with her. But one day, someone said to her, Ezzy, life is a gift from God, but you are the one who choose how you will live it. You can choose to keep complaining and regretting about the thing, or you get up and work your best. The word stirred her up, rising from her useless emotion and thoughts. Do you know who is Essie Taylor Morton was? She was the state treasurer of America during or at the time Jimmy Carter ruling as president. She was the first black woman whose signature was printed on US dollar note during her tenure 12 September 1977 to 20 January 1981. We don't know whether she was a believer or not. But one thing for sure, God is always with his people. So we should also be able to endure in all circumstances. And we should even better than the unbeliever. Like Joseph in injustice. Let us remain trusting God and doing well in all our works. Remember that the Lord is all loving and powerful. He is always with us and blesses us. So the Lord with us in a hard time in injustice, but he is also with us in success. Let us now see the first 5 and the 2-6 and also the first 22 to 23. The Lord caused all that Joseph did to succeed. That is what written in the first 2 and 3. And found the favor of his master. So he was trusted and given more authority. Many people equate success with things like wealth, famous, awards, recognition, diplomas, and many other things. But the word success in here means that you can do and achieve what you want to do or what you want what your plan is. The question is, whose will and whose plan? Is that a Joseph will or Joseph plan? Is that his master will or his master plan? Potiphar, the head of the prison, or that is the Lord's? When his master gave him more authority and trust, either that is Potiphar or the prison warden, Joseph proved that he was trustworthy and reliable. That is what we learn from the story, isn't it? Let me tell you about a story. A group of the former students gathered together for a reunion at the house of their professors. Each of them shared with pride their success story. The professor then came in, bringing coffee and a tray with an assortment of cups, some made from paper, some made from the glass, silver, even gold-plated, even some of them is antiques one. After everyone have their cups, enjoyed the coffee, then the professor said, "This cup are all different but serve the same purpose that I intended when I provided that for you. That is to enjoy this nice fragrant coffee. The same is with everything you have. You have successfully achieved or owned. What purpose do they serve? One day, you will leave that all, leave them all behind. The question is, have you used them according to their purpose, as intended by the Lord who provided them for you?" When being trusted or in power, many people misuse that trust and power. Why? Because they have a different focus. Some focus on themselves, just doing for what they would like to have. Some focus on the power or trust itself, even sacrifice themselves. But Joseph focused on the Lord, who was with him and had caused all that trust and power being given to him. So what Joseph did? Joseph proved that he was trustworthy and reliable. The proof is he was trusted and became person in charge of all and everything in his master house. Let's see verse 6. Verse 6 tells us that Potiphar had no concern about anything but the food he ate, all other things with Joseph. I believe this verse does not mean that he had to cook his own meal. Let us see now verse 23 also tell us a similar thing, that the prison warden also paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge. That means Joseph is reliable. Joseph is trustworthy. The Lord was with Joseph, so the Lord made him a channel of blessings that glorified him. The Lord made Joseph succeed, which meant blessing for his masters who employed him. So that Potiphar and then also the prison warden favored Joseph, that is for sure. They favored Joseph even more. But what's most special is the Lord, who was the source of all those blessings, was also being known and glorified. Both of his master knew that the Lord, who was with Joseph, caused all his success. Now back to us. Have we shown that we are trustworthy and reliable? Have we done a good job upon all that God has entrusted and put under our authority, including our children, our family, our wealth, our time, our abilities, our work? Have we become a channel of blessings that glorifies the Lord, the source of all blessings? So the Lord with his people, not only in a good time, not only in a bad time, not only in injustice, not only in success, but the Lord also with his people in temptation. Let us see now verse 7 to 19. Joseph was also good in form and appearance. It is good gift, right? But that caused a problem for him. Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him to sleep with her. That is verse 7. Which Joseph could see. Joseph could see it as a good opportunity, right? For him as a normal young man to follow his sexual desires without any parent or anyone will say anything about it. He could also see it as a golden opportunity for his future to be able to release, to be freed from his slave status. This is a golden opportunity. The same event can be seen differently from different angles. Right? But the Lord with Joseph, so he remembered who he was. He declared sin as sin, and he fled away from Potiphar's wife. The Lord was with Joseph, reminded him of who he was, that he was a slave entrusted by his master. So Joseph was able to declare that it was a great wickedness and sin against the Lord. That is on the first B, in the first B, 9B. Today, such adultery, sexual relationship outside the marriage, outside the bound of marriage, is regarded as normal in movies, television series, magazine, and many others that even been called as the choice of life. Not wickedness anymore. Not something abnormal. Like the waves hitting the reef on the beach day by day after day, the woman continued to seduce Joseph. One day, she pulled him to herself. Joseph immediately, the response is, fled away. But his clothes were left in the woman's hand. Why Joseph responded that way? Let us see verse 12 then. Because the Lord was with Joseph, so he chose holiness and loved God more than other things. During lockdown period, in this COVID time, a research being conducted in Australia, it was found that online gambling increased by 67%, higher than 63% increase in food delivery, or 61% in online retail. In many other countries, research as well being done about the viewership on online pornography site also increased in similar percentage. The question is why? Because opportunities and freedom meet with the lust and complacency, and it defeats a person's love and fear of God. But Joseph chose holiness and loved God more than the offer of sexual pleasure. There is no record he ever regretted his decision and asked, where is God? But Joseph continued trusting God and did his job well, although he again suffered injustice because of his choice. Now back for us who have been saved and sanctified and united with Jesus. Jesus is the most holy God. Let us choose holiness and love God by remembering that we are sinners who have been saved in Christ. He is our true Lord. He is the source of all blessing which have given to us. Be the light that expose sin as weakness and as sin against God, then flee away from that sin. Brother and sister, Jesus has experienced injustice. He remained obedient until he died on the cross. Jesus has experienced temptation. He remained righteous and sinless. Jesus has experienced success. He completed his salvation work for us, his people. Jesus is the Emmanuel, God be with us, who saves us. As his people who have been saved, let us live like Jesus. When we are in injustice, let us continue to trust God and do our jobs well. When we are in success, let us be a channel of blessings that glorify God. When we are in temptation, let us choose holiness and love God more than others. Because the Lord Jesus is always with us to the end of time. He is the one who will empower us and become our example. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we praise you and thank you. You are the loving and all-powerful God who is always with us. Even before we knew you, you have led us to be saved in Jesus Christ our Lord and to live in your blessing and peace. We pray in particular that if some of us are currently facing injustice, hard time, please keep and strengthen them so they may remain trusting in you and doing their works well. We also pray for some of us who are currently in good time, successful in life. Please help them to be a channel of your blessings that glorify you, so all people around them may know you and are safe in Jesus. We also pray for some of us who are currently facing temptation. Please help them to be like Joseph, so they may remember that you have saved them and made them your people, so they may recognize and acknowledge sin as wickedness and sin against God, and so they are able to immediately flee away from the temptation. Please don't leave them or let them fall into that temptation, but please remind and help them. As your people, be with us and enable us to continue living in you and loving you more than others. We ask Holy Spirit God to be with us, enlighten, teach, rebuke, and transform us, our heart, mind, lives, so we may be sanctified, holy, and do all that pleases you. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
We're going to sing again. I love that you have not let us. Let's stand.